Hello. I'm Laura. I miss Argonne. Argonne, because she belongs to all of us. She was our counselor, our inspiration, our advisor, our partner, our mother, our true and honest friend. She was our cousin, aunt, sister, wife, mother, and grandmother. She was my sister, friend, confidant, counselor, and co-spirit. My mother assigned her three daughters our own course. Lynette was yellow. I was pink. Donna's color was blue. Blue to me has always symbolized peace, love, calm, and wisdom, because this is what Donna was. Her spirit in this life and her new life was and is just radiant. There's no way to count how many lives she influenced, inspired, and saved. She's still a witness, begging us to be better and to make a concerted and energetic effort to make a difference to those around us. We need to do this in memory of Donna. It was her time to leave us, but she leaves each of us with a part of her spirit. Let's remember her passing. Let's remember her by passing her gifts on to the next person. Let's be empathetic, filled with love, and continual for it. Let's follow her brilliant light. I'm so grateful she was my sister and best friend. Thank you all for letting her home.
Guess it's my turn. Thanks for coming, especially the people that came from far. Donna Hall Cater. Don't cry. Don't cry, you can get through this. My mom was one of the most genuine, caring, and honest people I have ever known. She touched many of our lives with her compassion and graceful attitude towards life. If you were a close friend or just someone she met once, you knew. She was an amazing source of positive energy and love. Love and compassion came for her very naturally. She could light up any room and everyone in it with her inspiring, beautiful spirit. I loved her and I will always carry her memory with me wherever I go. My mom and my grandma Fern were without a doubt two of my favorite people, and I will never forget what they did for me and how many other people. All the people that were fortunate enough to have known them. Thank you.
I'm not going to tell any of my stories because all of us have our own life stories. I did want to say that Donna sent me my daughter with me for his present. And I also want to say that my sister Carol is an angel. And I wanted to say that Donna's blessed with the most wonderful caregivers, Sandra, Patricia, Donna was a very sweet and a very gentle person, and she loved her life in this world. She didn't want to leave. While she was here, she lived life to the fullest. She surrounded herself with love. I treasure the time we had together. We talked about birth and death,
and everything happens in between. Both of us agreed that birth is a sacred event, a holy time. Death also is a sacred event, a holy time. Between these two sacred bookends of birth and death, we have what we call life. Death of the body gives birth to the spirit, and the spirit goes on to the next place. Donna studied the religions of the world, and she loved often the spiritual, no matter what the source. One of the passages she liked a lot is from the Bhagavad Gita. And I'm just going to read this little passage. Thy tears are for those beyond tears. The wise grieve not for those who live, and they grieve not for those who die. For life and death shall pass away. For all things born in truth must die, and out of death and truth comes life. Face to face with what must be, cease thou from sorrow. Invisible before birth are all beings, and after death invisible again. They are seen between two unseen. Why in this truth find sorrow? The spirit that is in all beings is immortal in them all. For the death of what cannot die, cease thou to sorrow. She really liked that passage. Donna also really liked a poem called Stages by Hermann Hesse. And I'll just read that one too. As every flower fades, and as all youth departs, so life at every stage, so every virtue, so our grasp of truth, blooms in its day and may not last forever. Since life may summon us at every age, be ready, heart, for pardon, new endeavor. Be ready bravely and without remorse to find new life that old ties cannot give. In all beginnings dwells a magic force for guarding us and helping us to live. Serenely let us move to distant places and let no sentiments of home detain us. The cosmic spirit seeks not to restrain us, but lifts us stage by stage to wider spaces. If we accept the home of our own making, familiar habit makes for indolence. We must prepare for pardon and leave-taking, or else remain the slaves of permanence. Even the hour of our death may send us speeding on to fresh and newer spaces. And life may summon us to newer races. So be it, heart. Bid farewell without you. Donna, just before she died, she gave me one of her most loved books, The I Ching. After she passed, I found a quote that she'd written in the margins. The mountain, keeping still. Keeping still like the mountain. Keeping still means stopping. Stopping in a mysterious place where all things begin and end, where death and birth pass one into the other. Every end has a new beginning. Donna started going to church toward the end of her life. When close to death, Donna had a vision of heaven. In her vision, friends and family who have died before were having a big party and singing, dancing, laughing. So happy to see her, so full of love. I feel she's there now. Here's another passage, and this one's from the Bible. The Lord says, I am making everything new. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not be down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to streams of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Donna asked for prayers. Prayers, and more prayers. And then the angel said her heart was wide open, and that she could feel every prayer that was said for her, near and far, coming straight into her heart. Maybe when we are praying and keeping still, and our hearts are wide open, we can feel every prayer that she says for us from the next place, coming straight into our hearts.
At this time, I'm also going to invite up some of Donna's friends and home ministers of NSIA, James Kramer, Ron Redfern, and Rachel Webb. Wonderful to see you all here today. My name is Ron Bernstein, and with me are Jane Kramer and Teresa Rogers. I'm going to make sure you know who's who. We represent a large community and part of Donna's life called NSIA. And shout out to all the NSIA ministers in the room. There's quite a crew here, so we're in good hands with the Spirit. Donna was a big part of our lives, and we'd like to share some thoughts and memories and a few inspirations with you. We met around 30 to 40 years ago through a common goal of personal growth and spiritual growth. Our teacher, John Roger, encourages spiritual growth through loving service. Donna exemplified this, as you've heard, in many levels. We'd like to offer a blessing for the soul of Donna Cater on her way home to God. She has completed her time with us, and her spirit will remain present forever. May our hearts be filled with her loving memory, with her joy, her enthusiasm for life. We ask for a blessing of healing for her family and friends, knowing that we have not lost her. She has transcended. Donna devoted much of her life to her spiritual growth and the support and growth of others, whether through her counseling of college students as a healer, as a writer, and as a minister. Now Jane is going to share a few words with her second.
This is my perspective of Donna. Donna was like a chalice of gold, allowing pure spirit to flow through her into this world, and we all were so blessed to be part of her journey and recipients of her blessings. To David, Chris, Laura, Lynette, your entire family, friends, loved ones, know that your support and unconditional love provided her a beautiful, beautiful foundation upon which she could stand and deliver her God-given gifts to this world. She has made her big graduation from this physical level, and yet her soul embraces our hearts in even greater and greater ways. She has become a way shower for us, a gift in how to fully embrace our everlasting life, peace, harmony, and loving. During the last month of her life, when I came to visit, I looked into her eyes
and I would see such brilliance in life. And I would think, there's so much life in there. But I'd look and her body was being more and more compromised. On the last day, it became apparent to me that her brilliance, clarity, and divine, adorable, and humorous self was signaling our Lord Jesus Christ that she was ready to continue her ministry by his side. Thank you, Donna. We love you. Thank you, Jane. I would like to share a quote from Donna's book, I'm Still Alive, Now What? How to Survive After a Life-Changing Event. And if you have not read the book, it's gotten me through this last couple weeks. It's amazing. That woman is on fire. And this is on the last part of her. Donna writes, she has learned to operate from her soul's perspective and sees others as souls having a human experience. My Donna. Donna was ordained in August of 1983, and a blessing was bestowed upon Donna. I would like to share just a portion of her blessing with you now. There is a blessing brought forward for you, and it is that of encouragement, an encouragement to participate as fully as you are able in every moment of your life. Use this encouragement as the force that guides you inside. Strive to be the best and to do the best that you can. Being true to your heart, allow your beauty to radiate through all that you do. You have that one down. Seek the aliveness of your heart and let it flow out into all that you do. Discover the excitement and the joy of living. Let it be contagious through you. See the beauty in each sunset. See the beauty all around you, for each moment is unique. Each moment is your gateway into another beautiful moment. There is only upliftment, adventure, and the freedom of spirit. Take the encouragement of the spirit to heart and be filled with the joy of God. God bless God. Anyway.
I think we can all agree that Donna lived her ministry and that blessing each and every day in countless ways. She was a true gift and light for us all. I'd like to share some words by John Roger, our spiritual teacher, that I believe reflect who we know as Donna. Service is the highest form of consciousness in the physical world. When we recognize our love of humanity, we do whatever has to be done to express that love to and with others. Service is an expression of loving in action. With no demand or expectation of reward, service is its own reward. Along with that expression, there are often side effects known as joy and upliftment. The greatest part of expression in this world is to be loving and to experience what love is. Finally, I'd like to share a short poem I wrote that has helped me get through times like this. Our love is eternal, our joy is boundless, our faith unwavering, but our time is finite. Lift our hearts as we laugh, open our hearts as we sing, fill our souls with light as we remember, as we find peace. We trust and we forgive. We embrace and we console. We are the light, we are the truth, and we are the way. Peace be still, peace everlasting.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to invite up David, who will share with us a few words, but I think he also has words of encouragement. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We feel the love. So I put together a presentation that highlights different aspects of Donna's life, and I hope it's meaningful to you. Now, Donna truly was an inspiration. As you can see on the back of your program, Donna made the reaffirmation in 1987 to live her life to the fullest. Donna embraced life wholeheartedly and all the benefits. She lived to serve others. She touched each of us in a unique way.
I have been a helper probably most of my life. I've had careers as a counselor, I was a college counselor, career counselor, then I was an acupuncturist. I've always had this mission in life to help people.
Donna delivered her message through books, webinars.
Hey there, happy 2017. Woohoo! Made it to New Year.
And online courses.
Hi there, hey, welcome. Welcome to 6 weeks to a better and healthier you. So I'm very excited that you joined, and let's get started. Okay. Hey, Donna, Peter, how are you doing today? I just want to talk to you today about leaving a legacy and how important that is as you're navigating forward in your life and your thriving.
Donna was a spiritual being. She spent much of her youth in this Methodist church and studied religions in college. Donna embraced all religions, but she was very active in the movement of spiritual inner awareness. It resonated with her natural inclination to serve others.
Hey, Donna here. Sometimes I sit and think.
Donna related to many groups of people that she lovingly called her tribes. Also known as tree days, spinning at Catan, enjoying amusement parks, enjoying the family cabin, and of course, enjoying our garden sanctuary. But I think her greatest joy came from laughter. Her humor never abated. The day before she passed, I was scrambling to take notes and keep up with her as she rattled off final instructions. "Here's going to be," she said. "And for Pete's sake, take a speed riding class." Thank you again for showing us how to view the world with love, compassion, understanding, curiosity, and humor. Thanks to all of you for loving God and helping to live your life to the fullest.
After the service out in the courtyard, there is a microphone set up there for others to share in her life and to it is through the sharing of those stories that we keep Donna's spirit alive in us, even though as Donna's spirit continues to make an impact, not only for us here, but throughout the world in God's kingdom. I invite us to bow our heads as we join together in prayer. O God of hope and of resurrection, we give you thanks, O God, for this hour of remembering the life of Donna Cater, a faithful servant, a minister, and a precious child of you. We rejoice in her life with us, even as we mourn the grief of loss at this time. We realize how fragile life is and how opportunities to express that love to one another can truly be limited. As we cherish the times that we have spent together, we will always yearn for more. And so, God, we seek your comfort from our grief and loss, O God, by clinging to your promise of resurrection and eternal life. We pray that the life that Donna has shared with us may truly live forever in your presence and in the wonderful memories that we hold over her. May her teaching and her influence continue to shape who we are. Be with us as we continue in celebrating her life. Heal the pains of sorrow and grant us hope of knowing that we shall all gather once again in your eternal kingdom. We lay our hopes in your Son, Jesus Christ, as we commend Donna's spirit into your eternal care. We pray in the name of Jesus, who has conquered death and given us the victory of life. Amen.